what, but that dude's kick was pretty powerful. And I was just like, damn. But he ain't over. He's going to come back from that. And I knew it. And then sure enough, he came back. And that's Matt Lozano, man. Shout out to Matt Lozano. You know Matt.
Yeah. I know
Matt. I actually fought Matt.
Oh, did you?
We fought in the amateur days.
Oh, yeah, shit.
He was the first person to put me in the guillotine choke. And I was like, yo, I do not like this move. I'm never getting in again. He got me in an arm bar. I was like, I do not like this move. I'm never getting put in it again. And, yeah, I mean, all it is experience. You know, the more experience you get, the better you're going to be once you jump pro.
Yeah.
That's my insight.
Has there ever been a fight where there was bad blood?
On like me or
like
else?
You and someone else. Like there's a rivalry. Like you guys are gonna fight. Somebody wanted to talk shit.
Y'all already know. It's like, on YouTube, man. Me and Justin Flaherty, when we fought, it was more him. I think he really needed to convince himself he was gonna win. To be honest with you, that's not even a stab at him. That's what I truly believe. Mm-hmm. Cause for me, it was all shits and giggles. Like, the people in the paper and Facebook, they were turning into, like, a race thing. Like, I was wearing my black hoodie. He was wearing his white hoodie. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was like, this guy is just another fighter to me. Like, and I ain't even worried about what color he is. I was just like, I'm ready to fight. Because we used to be former teammates. One of the scars I have on my fucking arm is from him. We were cage fighting. And, like, it was like a brush or something. And it became a scar. No, it's right here. I got this scar from him.
Oh, shit.
I brushed up on the cage, and he, like, tried to take me down, and I, like, caught the cage. And I was like, you little bastard. He's actually pretty strong. He's stronger than I thought, but... Oh, yeah. No, she good. If she falls, she'll get back up. My kids are tough,
by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I just brought that up. But that was a bad blood. I mean, when we got in there, I took it too personal. And I think that's why I ended up losing. It was the third round. I was gassed. I was, like, dumping him on his neck. Like, every kick he threw at me, it flew back. It's on YouTube.
I'm going to look that shit up then.
I mean, he had a busted eyebrow. Like, I popped his eyebrow. And if you see in the first round of that video, you know who was more cardio conditioned and who wasn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the game of MMA.
Yeah.
All that somebody needs is just one move, and it changes the whole fight, and that's all he got. He had a nice little trip. Actually, it wasn't even nice. It was, like, the geekiest trip ever. It got me on it, and I was like, all I want to do is just go to sleep right now. That's all I want to do. That's how tired I was. The first and second round, that's all I was doing. But I think that was, like, probably the first time I ever – no, that was the second or third time I went to the third round. It's usually I win or I lose in the first or second round. Mm. So that was the bad blood. And then for me, you mean like actual like rivalry, right? You don't mean that was the only one.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I mean,
just anyone where it's like you said, like you took it personal. Like, it's like, you know what? I'm really gonna fuck this guy up. Like, he really pissed me off. Da da da.
There's some guys out there, not necessarily in my city that I want to fight, mm-hmm. but there's some guys out there like. I know it's going to be personal because I just don't like their personality. I don't like what they carry on. Like I call them phone gangsters, Facebook gangsters. Mm-hmm. They're social media gangsters. That's all they do is be like, yeah, nigga, I'm going to whoop that ass. And I'm just like, but I'm at the gym. Where are you?
Black belt at keyboard karate.
Yeah, keyboard karate and shit. And I'm like, I'm not even worried about it. Like, I'm here to do a job. As long as I keep training, I don't need to talk. I let my hands, my feet, my whole demeanor do the talking. That's how I am. That's how I was brought up. My parents was like, you need to be more of a humble fighter. Because if you do lose, we'll whoop your ass. And I'm like, all right, I'm not losing no more.
Go ahead. When is your next fight?
February 15th.
Yeah. I remember that. February 15th, everyone.
It'll be in Philly. I'm actually versus somebody I looked up to, little brother, not the little brother, the older brother, Flash Bradley. I'm fighting his brother, Demir Bradley. He seems old school too, like he, you know what I mean. But again, I don't shit talk. I didn't shit talk when I fought Justin. I defended myself when somebody tried to say something stupid. But I ain't gonna be like, yeah, I fuck you up in the cage when I see you. No, I don't need to do that. Because I'm more of the type of person, because people ask me, like, do you think you're going to win? What are you going to do? I'm like Goku. I won't know until I get in there with him.
Right.
That's how I am. Like, I won't know until I put my hands on.
I absolutely love the Goku reference.
Right. Yeah, the Goku reference dates back to also to the eating. That's how my major got me to strike him one day. He was like, yo, I need you to do one nice solid kick to me. I was like, major, I'm not doing this. He was like, all right. He called me every book in the name. I stood in, budge. He was like, I'll feed you. What? Oh, let me take my stuff off. You said you gonna feed me. Yep, let me take my stuff off. That's all that she wrote. And we ended up rolling. It was a good day.
Oh, good shit. Day.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, man.
But yeah, so I'm fighting February 15th. I'm going to be wrestling at the Fat and Bald Classic in York. I go every other year, but this year will be the first year that I'm going to keep going every year. And now that I'm 30,
yeah,
I'm like, now I can't wait no more. Because what I do is, like, sometimes I'll take a year off or something to touch up on some things, and then I'll showboat it whenever I fight or wrestle again. And so I'm fighting next month. Then I'm wrestling the following month. And then April, I kind of think it's going to be a chilled month. And then May will be the next fight.
You have a favorite move?
I can't tell you that.
Can't tell me that. Off the record?
Off the record, maybe, yeah. I'll tell you off the record. I ain't tell you on the show.
Off the record,
man.
You can tell me.
How you doing?
That's my dad. That's my son, James.
The legend.
The legend right
El Trucco.
There.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be like wax on, wax off right now. Mr. Miyagi is with the first person I saw when he walked in. I was like, wax on, wax off. You got the vibe, yeah. He was like, young Daniel-san.
Oh, man.
I know that's what was left there when I ate.
I didn't even eat. I didn't even eat.
Nah, you can starve. You'll be all right.
Yeah, my food just sitting there looking at me.
Oh, man. You still have more time? I'm not on a time at the moment. I don't know if you have time.
I'm good. I mean, whatever you're the one that's the host.
Oh, I say, why you looking at me? I live here.
Keep talking.
I enjoy the conversation.
If you have topics, you can keep talking. It's up to you.
I just keep it talking for a little while. I didn't know if you had a time limit or...
Man, you can't rush this shit.
I'll be right back.
I'm actually supposed to be waiting on somebody. I don't know what the fuck you
are. So, are you, is your main goal to go pro? Is that what you want to do? Like, pro, right. Go to Bellator, UFC?
Whoa. All right, this is where I'm at with all that. All right. I love Bellator, I do. But Matt Lozano touched down in Bellator. He touched down in WSOF. So I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. So I'm going to go probably to a promotion that is different from any of the other ones. And no disrespect to UFC, but I don't like how they carry themselves.
I do not like what's going on in UFC at all.
Like,
go ahead.
The John Jones thing, when they moved it from one area to another.
An entire state.
Yeah.
An entire state.
And then sometimes, like, the stuff that I see Dana White, literally, like, I've watched him say, and I'm just like, I don't want to work for somebody like that.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't going to be disrespecting me. I don't care if you're my boss. You ain't going to be telling me, like, Tyron Woodley.
Mm-hmm.
You know about Tyron Woodley.
Tyron Woodley is my man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he does not get the respect that he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
He's
exactly.
Come a long way.
Yo, hell yeah.
That Josh Koscheck fight. When he, like, he uppercutted the shit out of Josh, and I seen his head go. I was like, man, Tyron's going to be a champ really soon.
You know what I really hate with Tyron Woodley and his critics is the Damian Maia fight. When they're like, oh, he was boring. It's like, you realize Damian Maia is an animal on the ground. And Tyron Woodley, as great as he is in wrestling, is not going to go down there. Remember when Damian Maia would get dropped and would just sit there and try to bait him, quote unquote? But he would just lay there and see if Tyron... No, Tyron Woodley, he's not going to be stupid. He's going to fight smart.
There's another guy that reminds me exactly of Damian Maia. Ryan something. But he goes straight for ankles. Like when he, like BJJ type shit, like he'll roll on the ground and try to grab that ankle. And I'm, every time I see him do it, I'm like, this is such a BJJ fight, not an MMA fight. Like, what are you doing? And the dudes who do dumb shit like that, I'm the one that real quick watches them. And then I'll just smack shit a fist dead on their face. Like, why are you reaching for me like that? That makes little to no sense to me. That's no talent. And now Damian Maia and Tyron Woodley. That was pretty much a wrestler versus a BJJ guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came down to. Who was the better of the two? Because it's been contradicted for years. Who's better? Jiu-Jitsu or wrestling? So every fight, you'll see a big BJJ guy go up, a big college wrestler dude, and of course you know no hands are gonna fly.
Hell yeah.
But Tyron has that.
He has hands, he has groundwork. He's oh got, my god, he has good cardio.
He got a little song, John, right?
He has a song?
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, where you at, man?
I be on like Facebook a little bit, but I don't be on social media too much. Like, I kind of like look, I don't see a lot of stuff.
I think he made this mainly for Kobe Covington.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen it and I was just like, yeah, that's some tough shit. So shout out to Tyron Woolley on this though, for real.
He's one of my favorite fighters, y'all.
Who is this again?
Tyron Woolley, UFC. He's the current welterweight heavyweight champion. I said heavyweight. Current welterweight champion in the UFC.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to fight GSP now, or possibly Khabib.
You know what I think he needs to fight, though, for real?
Who?
He needs to fight Covington. Shut him the fuck up.
Fight who?
Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to fight him.
That would be a good fight. You know who I always like?
I'll beat your ass.
Yeah, I did not know he was
trying. I like this beat's gonna go hard.
Oh shit. He did that with Wiz Khalifa, a couple of movies.
Oh shit.
He got the sunglasses on, he got the little.
Yo, I see that shit, I was like, Tyron Woolley's place.
Really got a mixtape.
You can't hate a fighter like that, man.
Hell no.
Like, even if you don't keep the belt, you still gotta give him respect. Because he came from somewhere low, and he just kept working on shit.
Right.
You know, he was American top team. He fought, he actually fought, shit. Who was the one he beat before?
Trying to remember. My memory be shot. It was one of his. I know he didn't fight Rashad, right? I know he argued with Rashad because they were on the same.
He argued with Rashad, but he didn't fight him.
Yeah, because Rashad's light heavyweight.
Damn, I can't think of him. But anyway, he took the belt from the dude. They were both American top team.
Robbie Lawler. That's what it was.
No disrespect to Robbie Lawler. Mm-hmm. I'm on like a serious brain fart right now. Yeah. But they were both on the same teams, like different counties or whatever, and they fought each other for that belt. So, you know, at the end of the day, you still got to respect the dude.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't even remember what was the topic you asked me anymore.
As do I.
Totally went off of the topic for that. But, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's y'all fucking good. Up. Y'all fucking up.
No, it's... I don't know, man. Just
Was the goal to be pro and go to the UFC or anything?
Yeah. So
Will you one day go to the UFC? Like,
I'm not shooting for the UFC. And
damn,
the children.
Oh, that's
they just playing. Yeah, they playing on the little cards.
Shit.
Don't worry, we got good content in before the noise started, so it's all good.
No, so the goal for me, honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. I just want 3 good pro fights.
Oh yeah?
If I make 3 straight wins, I'm probably gonna be done fighting. Because the way my demeanor is this is not gonna be something I wanna retire. This is a dream. It's a dream for me. I like the combat shit. I love it all. And it's something that I want to pass down to my kids. Like,
right.
I already told my daughters, I was like, yo, I'm going to have a nice little case full of all of daddy's goals, like diploma-wise, my security, everything's going to be in that case. You got some big shoes to fill, yo. You got some big, like, my dad, he told me when I was younger, he was like, I said, I want to be like you, because he told me, what do I want to be when I grow up? I said, I want to be like you. My daughter said the same thing to me. I was like, no, you'd be better. I said, you'd be better than me. That's the same thing my dad said to me. I was like, all right. So I'm going to make it hard for my kids to be better than me. Because I'm going to keep doing all this shit. I'm going to have medals and trophies and shit left and right. But the goal, maybe touchdown in it. I don't know. The sky's the limit for me.
Right.
I just know if I keep going on the way I'm going, I'm going to be pro quick. If I make them 3 wins straight, I'm going to be done.
Is that for sure you're going to be done? Or do you think you might get the itch?
I mean...
sense, maybe a couple more wins, title fight in the promotion.
I know I'm probably going to try to go for a title fight, and it's going to be Emmy or Pro regardless. But I had two Emmy title fights. I lost both. But being Pro, winning a title, is different.
Elijah, don't mess with Andrew. I'm editing that part out. I'm
playing. But no, I just... My goal to retire... My retiring job is going to be a desk job. It's not going to be fighting. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because you only limber for so long. Mm-hmm. And I got some weaknesses that nobody knows about. And I know I probably got maybe another 5 years max doing this. Like, security is the same thing. It's like I told Johnny, I was like, I'm not trying to take this over for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to start my own security team. Maybe I can like coach people, like build a brand and then give them my expertise.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm not trying to retire off of that. I want a desk job. Let me be real with you. Yeah. I want to sit at a desk.
I'll say you're probably the first person I ever heard say, y'all just want a boring ass desk job.
Yeah,
but
because
I say I respect
my wife's face.
I say that because I've always done something physical, right. Something on my feet. Like, I have a pedometer app, guy. I'm always trying to walk and stay in shape. For me, I don't know, man. The sky's the limit. You right. Tempted me too soon. It's only 2019. I got like 4 or 5 more years in me.
Hell yeah.
So who knows? If something comes my way, I know for sure, I just want to make sure my kids are good. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So my daughter, every time I fight, she worries. Oh. But my one last fight, she was there rooting me on. She had my snapback on. She looked like a whole me, a little me. And my stepdaughters, like, and my stepson, like, they look up to me on that, and like I like that, but I want to give them something to look up to me that's more everybody looks up to.
Right,
me.
So right.
Like, I don't
Elijah.
Not everybody remembers a fighter, no. Unless you the great like Ali and shit. Not everybody remembers a fighter, so I want something to give back, a memory that way, and if I can tutor kids, that's gonna be something I'll do. You know, like, I went back to McCaskey. You saw my photo. I went to my old high school, and I took some photos with my former coach. And I went, and I shook every varsity kid's head, and I was like, hey, what's up? I'm a former wrestler. You know, and I did not have a great wrestling record. But it was just the fact that I like to go up against somebody stronger than me just to test it. Like, I was short and stocky forever.
It's a loss not to be ashamed of.
No, like,
never be ashamed of a loss.
You know what the main thing? People ask me about my record. I'm like, don't worry about it. It's like, did you get in the cage? Did you get in the cage? I always say that because it takes a man and a woman to have some serious balls to get in a stage or in a cage or ring around all your loved ones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Worry that you're going to get hurt. And you gotta figure out if you write walkout songs right so you can get the mojo going. Like, there's so much shit that goes into fighting that people don't really know. Like,
I believe it.
The training isn't even the big issue. It's the promoting. It's the working out. It's the weight training.
Right.
It's the having your team. It's the attire. Like, there's so stressful shit, man. I'll be real with you.
That was Andrew, I bet.
I'm going to be more stressed out fight week than anything because I'm going to be like, yo, I need my shorts. Are my shorts made? Are my shorts made? And I'm the type, if you tell me a time that these are going to be ready and they ain't ready, I'm pissed as hell.
Right.
I'm army all day. Like, you told me they'd be ready at 7, not 7:02. So if shit ain't going good, then, you know, that could fuck up my whole fight. Because I'll be thinking about, damn, I ain't got the right shorts. You know what I mean?
They come out the right song and shit.
Right. And there's a couple times I came out and they had the wrong song. I came out in Allentown once. They put on a Chris Brown song.
Why you put Chris Brown on?
What the fuck?
That is not the song I told
you. You with that shit?
Why you put Chris Brown on? Because I'm light skinned like him? No.
I gotta hear that shit.
I mean, I'll rock out to Chris Brown, but not when I'm trying to fight.
Like, come on. Trying to throw that serious shit. Right. Just like, y'all, I'm ready to rumble. Man.
Right. Look at me now. That's about it.
Any final shout-outs? Anything?
Hey, man, there's so many shout-outs.
Hey, man, go ahead. Put it out there. I mean, that's fine.
It's always a shout-out to Team SOL. You know what I mean? They helped me out.
Any hashtags, too? Anything like
Gracie
that?
Gracie717. I love them, man.
Gracie 717?
Yeah, that's the Lancaster brand. I want to train with them, but I'm not paying the price that they're asking. I'm going to be real with you. like Ben Moser, I'm trying to get away as much as I can with training with Ben Moser because I don't know the price that I'm going to get charged yet. So I'm trying not to bring that up. If you can edit that, thank you.
I would do that.
But, you know, my mom and dad, my sister, my kids, my baby moms are supportive too. Like,
oh, that's good.
Not her mom. My youngest is mom.
Does that need edited out too?
Nah, you keep that.
Make sure you amplify.
I'm gonna try to edit that one little part to take out, and then it's gonna be all.
No, because she helped me out a couple of times with fights. Mm-hmm. Like she made sure I was good on weight and shit. Like she would feed me. Half the time I don't like her, but when it comes down to it, she'd be the woman I asked for to help me out with the kids or promoting all of that. My sister's been rocking with me for like 6 years. If I say, yo, we going to Virginia tomorrow, she'd be like, let's go, what time? Like, she's been there. She took photos. She's seen my fights. My pops, my moms, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins. Like, I can't name all of them because there's just so many. Like, I got a big support group. And that, when you fight, if you don't have the support, you're not going to fight.
And you have support right here from the Daily Sandwich.
I appreciate that.
Of course, James. It's good seeing you again, brother.
Definitely.
Episode 2 of the Daily Sandwich.
Fine wine.
Gabe and Eli, episode 2, fine wine. I got to save too. I got to save. This is James. Hey, if anyone interested.
Hey, you keep calling me James, man. It's a classy day. We call it Jameson now.
Jameson. Jameson. Oh, I apologize. Sir. I apologize.
Like the whiskey.
We're with Jameson. He has his Soldiers of Light. If anyone's interested in that, hit him up. Hit us up. Inbox me or Eli. Or you can... damn it, I fucking fucked up.
Why? You got a lot of
editing.
You got
one job, Gabe.
Yeah, email me at daily717dailysandwich@gmail.com if you want to get on the show. Any more information on Soldiers of Light. Yeah, Jameson has a fight February 15th in Philadelphia.
Also, if anybody... If you don't have me on social media, you better jump on that and bandwagon me now. Jigaboo Jameson at Instagram. Jameson H. Murray on Facebook. I have Snapchat, but I don't be using it all like that. It's the same thing.
A Twitter?
Nah, man, I don't fuck with Twitter all like that.
It moves fast on Twitter, that's why I have it.
and my eyes don't function that fast, especially at night. Like, I can't be on Twitter.
Oh, man. This is episode 2 of the Daily Sandwich. Everybody have a good night.
You know where you heard it from first.
Booyah.